Gloria Gaynor is also a person of many firsts. I don't know if anybody out there knows this, but there's been only one person in the world that ever won a Grammy for Best Disco Recording. One. And that was Gloria Gaynor, because that category was whoosh, right out of town. So that's kind of a thrill to have that kind of thing for yourself. And of course, you were also the first person to do an album, especially for the clubs. And the first one to do one of those 12-inch dance singles. So you started a trend that lasted quite a while. Why do you think it is that the country's going back to that kind of music? I noticed that disco has made a huge revival. If you look on TV now, you're seeing disco albums being sold on TV again, and Saturday Night Fever is coming back in Greece, and all this different stuff that's out there. Why do you think it is that that all this is nostalgia has come to the forefront now in the 90s?
Well, I think that, for one thing, this country gets so much great music, and our society, the music isn't always indicative of social climate. And our society is always producing so much as the climate changes, that they're not as loyal to to artists or any kind of music as they are in other countries, which allowed me to continue performing consistently in foreign countries. But what's happening here is that people aren't so happy about the future. They don't see the future as being so bright. And when that happens to people, they become nostalgic. They begin to look back to a time when it seemed that things were better. You know, 20 years back, you can look and only see the good things. And so then you start bringing in everything you can that will remind you of all of that time. So, therefore, the clothes and, of course, the music.